Welcome to Erotic Stories with Duchess Kashmir, here inside the Kashmir Room. Now, please be advised that my stories are of an explicit sexual nature. They're intended for a mature audience only. So if you ain't grown, get the hell on. This podcast is not safe for work, but perfect for pillow talk with your favorite lover. So come inside the Kashmir Room and let the Duchess show you the way. Hello, lovers. Hello, lovers. I am Duchess Kashmir, the griot erotica, the pussy preacher, the female dolomite. I am the sexy shit talker. I am the orgasm orator. I come to serve the tea, artistically nasty. I am a sexpert, a dominatrix, a cuck queen, and a cougar. But most importantly, I am a storyteller. I tell MILF monologues, fornication fairy tales, and pussy poetry like you've never heard before, right here inside the Kashmir Room. Welcome to the Kashmir Room, baby. I am still shooting my shot all year long. Hard or Soft podcast, Good Moms, Bad Choices, Horrible Decisions, Don't Call Me White Girl, Reasonably Shady, Charlamagne, The God, and the whole Black Effect Network family, Breakbeat Media, Sunny Megatron, Issa Rae, Body Stories, Robin Thede, Tina Mabry, Miss Ava. It's me. I am what your audience is craving. I am the revolution. Erotica, poetry, sex education, and kink, all wrapped up in a queer woman of color. So let's get into it. So you know, my newest fornication fairy tale was The Circle of Fire, and it was my very first Halloween story, so I was pushing and stepping my toe into the quote-unquote horror sci-fi genre. I am about that blurred life. Check my credentials. There is sci-fi and horror and comic book Easter eggs all throughout almost all of my stories. So you know that's my wheelhouse. So I had to bring it full circle and put something out that was a little bit spooky and a whole lot of scary. You know I'm in the lifestyle, and Halloween is a lifestyler's Christmas. And baby, we had a funky good time. My story, The Circle of Fire, it was a smash hit. Everyone loved it. I loved the feedback from all of, I don't have a name for my fans, all of my lovers. I got good feedback from all of my lovers. And the mythology that I created around this story, it would not let my imagination go. So I had to double down and write part two. So let's get into it. Let's dig a little deeper about the life of a sex goddess predator with episode number 32. Venom Bukkake. Ooh, it's gonna be delicious, baby. As I approach the 69th year in my supernatural form, I am returning to the bayou to celebrate. This year, I was coming as Queen Madia the 10th's great-grandniece on a college visit. The Queen family always did well to hide my secret, provide me sustenance, shelter, and worship in return for my favor and protection. My 300 years of service had really only just begun, but I have seen and been through a lot. We've come a long way as a culture. When I was turned, black folks couldn't even vote. And then, when you are turned, you are instantly gifted with an unlimited amount of knowledge and understanding. We are woke for real, and that is a real burden. We know the secret of life. Hell, we are the secret. Being immortal has afforded me pleasures beyond belief. Money, power, respect, fear. Some pleasures I didn't even know I had. I was only 18 when I was turned. I mean, I was having sex, but I wasn't fucking, if you catch my drift. I wasn't manifesting my dreams, making something out of nothing. I wasn't changing lives or recreating life. I was just having sex. I wasn't even making a wet spot in the bed at 18. My body was still immature. I wasn't changing the atmosphere with my pussy. I wasn't creating a symphony of pleasure with my orgasm. I had sucked a dick or two, don't get me wrong, but I hadn't even licked a pussy when I was turned. I was what they call nowadays vanilla. I wasn't really fucking. But you see, now I fuck to the highest degree of pleasure. I've acquired a vast, unrestricted palate for all forms of pleasure. And I've had to be careful because goddess pussy is sweet like honey and hot like cayenne. If you can handle it, it will make you a better human. But if you cannot, it will make you the victim. My pussy is a powerful thing. My pussy is the seat of creation, protector of the realm, fountain of life. She is the voice of the generation. She is the source. As beautiful as she is dangerous, many a gentleman and a gentlewoman have lost themselves in worship, drowned in pussy juice, suffocated by thigh meat. A few of them were absolutely fucked to death. The chosen ones, huh? My pussy swallows them whole. I don't even really know how to control it. I can feel their bones crush inside my body. Thankfully, their energy is always peaceful. They lay themselves down willingly in my service. I don't know which one of us enjoys it more. But see, at a predator of 69 years, now I kill by choice. I am not a brute. I am a predator. I choose my victims precisely. Hate filled bigot murderers, misogynistic, narcissistic woman killers. I introduced them to the vengeance of Ra. The bigots, they taste the best. Their white fragility makes their meat tender. I once devoured a whole lodge of Klansmen. It was like neck bones and crab legs, baby. Delicious. Oh, and the sexual predators, I don't even drink or eat them. I just want them to suffer. I always left them with the mele kovu, the unhealing scar, the real mark of the beast. And after my hunger was satisfied, my belly would be full. And my pussy would be wet. Hello, leather. Come, let me show you something. Now, when I come across one of my own kind, that is a treat, because we are not like the humans. Did you know that every single holiday is really dedicated to the holy fornication of the predators? Y'all around here buying decorations and cute pet presents and fancy paper plates, and we be fucking. Changing the seasons, shifting the stars. My Lord before, my Maker, he is still my greatest lover. The fire from the first night still burns deeply. Even though I haven't even seen him for years, his 300 years of service were up. He was a free predator, no obligation. Just free to hunt and fuck at will. If I call him, he will come. And when he gets here, there will be pain and pleasure for everyone within a 6-mile radius. So get your life right. Those first few years, we hunted and fucked and sucked for weeks at a time. Food and shelter was of no consequence. Sleep was of no consequence. There was only blood and flesh and orgasms to sustain us. And it was amazing. We fucked naked in the snow on Mount Everest and writhing on hot lava of Mount Nyiragongo. We fucked atop a moving freight train, baby. During a forest fire, quiet as is kept, our passion started the fire. We fucked under each and every eclipse of the modern century. The Kama Sutra, 120 days of Sodom, the manual of sex magic and Kanyusa. Oh yes, we be fucking. We fucked in 5-star hotels, in hostels, in brothels, on cruise ships, in trap houses. We fucked at Naughty New Orleans. We fucked at Colette's. We fucked at Sex Down South. We fucked at Exotica. We fucked in the Playboy Mansion and at Studio 54. The Los Angeles Players Ball, Platinum Plus in Memphis. The Bunny Ranch, the Hall of Justice, we fucked in Wakanda, the Lincoln Memorial, floating on a raft down the Amazon River. We fucked on the back of the Sphinx. We fucked down in the Great Pyramid. We fucked in a cobra pit in Bangladesh. The vipers, they slithered in between us and all around us. It was slick. They sprayed us with a venom bukkake, and it was delicious. Oh yes, we indulged in all of the pleasure, the gay, the straight, the magical, the painful and sadistic, the men, the women, the unicorns and the vixens, the bears and the bulls. We indulged in all of the pleasure. And now, here we were, dancing in the circle, down in the bayou on a hot ass Halloween night. There were still drums. There will always be drums. But the band had been replaced by a DJ, and there was no kids allowed. The weed was much more potent, but the rum punch is still an unchanged alchemy. Yes, sista. We danced in the circle. We had hunted and fed just before arriving, and the queen family had our sacrifice waiting under the effigy. So we danced, and we gave the people just what they came for. Sweat and breath. Woo! A holler. A moan. A kick. A sway. A jig. Like a gangstified holy dance. A sanctified body roll. Yes, sir. I served Holy Ghost cunt. Round and round the circle, we dance. One by one, one by one. Two by two, two by two. Three by three, three by three. Four by four, four by four. The people sopped up my energy in an orgy beyond the veil. I drew out their strife and sadness, and I shook down in their souls and provoked them to pleasure. I rained down on them like Oya, and my people was revived, and now I was hungry. I met my Lord before under the effigy to receive our offering. Just as the queen lit the flame, the fire leaped up into the sky while we engaged in unholy communion. Flesh ripped from the bones. The fire began to engulf us, to burn us, purify us. The pain of the flame is an intoxication, a pleasure not of this world that can only be enjoyed by the immortal ones. As the effigy began to crumble all around us, we began to make love in the hot, blood-soaked ashes and dirt beneath us. Our skin became a shiny black. Black like the cosmos. Black like the sea. Black like the darkness. We tumbled out from the debris, back out into the open circle to find all of the people joined us in charismatic ecstasy. A gangstified holy dance, a sanctified Bali roll. I served Holy Ghost slut in the circle with my Lord and I. Pussy and dick and booty hole, the sexual trinity. The titties were sucked and the ass cheeks were surely smacked. My amarita was sucked slurped and slobbered off my Lord's dick, and he was worshipped as he should be. My waters flowed like the fountain of youth. Our pussy praise, our unholy fornication worship, our power, our sex, our energy, our rhythm was like a thousand drums, like wild horses running across the prairie land, like waves crashing into the shore, like a dragon taking flight. My Lord and I did lay down in the wet spot of ash, dirt, and cum, and tears, and the rain came rolling in, and we were reborn into the present. The heart rate on my Fitbit. I ain't gonna say what it is, but it's high for me. Let's just say that my heart is racing right now. Oh. Telling the story really is my favorite part of podcasting. Telling the story, acting out the story. On my Patreon, you can become a member and you can see videos of me acting out the stories. And I equated to performing on stage this year. I performed at Exotica, Naughty in New Orleans, and Sex Down South. And those were three goals I set for myself. So it has been an amazing 2022 for Duchess Cashmere. I have really grown in my craft as a storyteller, and I'm so grateful that you are here with me to experience it inside the Cashmere Room. That was episode number 32, The Venom Bukake. I struggled with the name. I almost called it Fucked to Death, and then it was just gonna be The Circle of Fire Part 2, and then it was gonna be The Fire Continues, but I think Venom Bukake was perfect because that is something that I plucked out of my imagination. Having sex, no, fucking in a cobra pit in Bangladesh has got to be the wildest thing that a human being could imagine. And that's something that you can only do as a sex goddess predator. I hope that I'm able to craft this imaginative world into probably one, maybe two more stories. I really like the idea of playing. I really like the idea of embodying this sex goddess predator, who is both benevolent and vicious. I feel like me as a person, as a human, I have two sides. As a dominatrix, I have two sides. As a sexual being, I have two sides. I do identify as a switch, and I am bisexual, so I have two sides. So a sex goddess predator is a perfect concept for me. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight inside the Cashmere Room. I hope that my story ignites your imagination to try something new with your favorite lover. Please help me grow my podcast by subscribing via your favorite streaming service. Spotify is my personal favorite. As you know, the currency of podcasting is likes, shares, tweets, retweets, comments. So please like my podcast, subscribe, share, comment. You can follow me on Instagram at Duchess_Cashmere and on Twitter at Duchess Cashmere, all one word. You know, give me some currency, help a fat black femme out. And lastly, if you want, if you need a sexy, erotic storyteller, an erotic poet to come in to your lifestyle party, your women's conference, your poly couples conference, your sex positive showcase, then you need to book me, Duchess Cashmere, the Pussy Preacher, erotic stories, fornication fairy tales, pussy poetry, MILF monologues like you've never heard before. I am the female Dolomite. I am the sexy shit talker. I am the orgasm orator. Check my credentials. I put on a good ass, sexy ass show. I can make you cry. I can make you come. And I can make you laugh with the sound of my voice. I am Duchess Cashmere. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight inside the Cashmere Room. And always remember, more orgasms, more peace.